Welcome back. We're being a little chaotic today, but that's, you know, we're keeping it real. We're keeping it 100 always. I want to be vulnerable with you guys, and
I'm just going to come out and say it.
It's been 12 years. You heard it here first. I, Nick Cinnamon of the Six Man Podcast, have achieved the impossible, the unimaginable in 2024. Mark the day, 2024. Inflation, fuck off. That's all I have to say. Get out of here. I've done it. And you know what? Just like Sobeys, I beat it by 1 cent. 1 cent. $4.99 for my footlong tuna sub today. And yeah, you know what? To prove it, I have to out myself as someone that orders a tuna sub. But you know what? It's really good. I really like it. And I encourage you to try it with some hot sauce. It's actually quite nice. I've got a lot to get off my chest in a very short period of time. I'm going to use some episodes from the vault to fill the space in order to close a chapter. I'm going to get into that in a few moments, but it's been a long time, and I know I've got a lot of explaining to do, and I realize a lot of my episodes are going to be cut together randomly in an effort to explain this. And the best explanation I can give is that I'm human, and I've had a lot go on as of late. While this has always been a good coping mechanism, it's just been a little too hard for me to come on and talk about what I've wanted to discuss. I'm sure you've noticed, if you are a follower of the show, that
it has been a very long time since I've recorded, and it's been hard for me to come back to this because I have some tough news. And although it's not the worst of news, it does suck. The way things have shaped up is Ed is no longer going to be with the show as the host moving forward. I mean, he'll always be my best friend and a strong supporter, but from afar, Ed has some more important things to tend to, and I've always said that I always envy the fact that he has some very big goals for himself, and he's very good at focusing on that. And this was something that was adding to the stress, which I never want to be the case. So I'm very happy that he is able to put more energy into something that he's passionate about, and something that I know is going to make a difference in this world, because he is an amazing guy. We're all going to miss him. I'm devastated he's gone, but the show must go on. I still have goals for this, and I know he would still want me to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in a solo capacity, meaning that from this point on, Ed will not be the co-host, and he likely will not be on very often, if not at all.
I just want to reemphasize,
Ed is okay. Ed is more than okay. He's on to bigger and better things that make him feel more fulfilled himself. And I hope that he gets the chance himself to talk about that decision. But I'm going to do my best to support and explain that it has nothing to do with you guys. He just had some personal goals and things he wanted to achieve that were inhibited by the commitment of the show. So I'll leave it at that. We're still best friends. And the future of the show is bright, because I finally now have the desire to take it in all the creative directions that I've been aspiring. As much as I know about sports and enjoy talking about them, I have a lot more to offer the world than my knowledge of that. And honestly, the world deserves better than me rambling about the most random Knicks players from David Fizdale's abysmal teams. Like, that's a pretty niche reference, and if you got it, mad respect, because those were the rough days. But yeah, it's just getting into summer. NBA season just wrapped up. I did a pretty long episode with Nathan Butnett talking about really how I feel about the Celtics championship and leading up to the draft in general. But I don't want to get too deep into the basketball analysis and all that, because I'll try my best to make that a part-time thing. You know, I'll make sure always to hop on, Nathan's channel and Against the Call and, you know, Live by the Three, all these different podcasts that I've connected with and collaborated with over the years that I'm always very happy to collaborate with. But that being said, I want to push the agenda. I want to motivate others to think positively and to achieve positive things and to do meaningful things in the world, to seek meaning within their personal strengths and how they can give that back to the world in a capacity that is rewarding. And that's honestly what I've been trying to find right now, and I'm doing my best. It's a work in progress. I have a long time to go, but I can happily say I'm a lot further along than before. Just like with everything, it's taken a lot of work, you know, my mental health, it's been a journey, and it still is at times. I guess I forgot how good it feels to get on here and talk to nothing, knowing that I don't actually have to sit and listen and watch people's reaction. You simply, if you want to listen, you can. And I always, and this is why I think I struggled so much with making this comeback, is wanted to feel like I was worthy of your guys' time. And I think I've said that on my episode before, but I want to feel whole within myself. And part of that is through the pursuit of this and proving to myself that I am enough as an individual, that I can, you know, put enough content and ideas out into the world that push others and, you know, make them think, make them want to create, because that's ultimately the snowball that I'm trying to create. As a creator, I'm constantly inspired by others, and I really just want to inspire that positive stroke of genius within other people so that they can find whatever it is that their heart or body or mind has been longing for, whether they've known it or not. That being said, that's pretty vague, but it's a good explanation as to where we're at. As we get into the off season, I'm honestly excited. I've enjoyed watching basketball this year, but at times am resenting the distraction and the commitment that I've made in my heart to watching certain parts of the season, you know, the dunk contest, you got the All-Star game, which is now officially off my roster. I'm considering adding the play-in, but there's like so many things, like not to mention that at this time I'm watching football and all that. So I'm really trying to just protect my peace and find a way that I can still enjoy the things I love, still enjoy talking about those things, because I honestly think at times I enjoy talking about them more than watching them. But that being said, I'm going to get into an episode that I recorded a while back. There is some very similar subject nature to previous episodes, and yeah, I'm just going to get right into it because I've achieved the impossible. Thank you.
To start off this episode on a high note, the highest of notes, this day is a good day. I've accomplished something that hasn't been accomplished. And show me proof if you have it. This was a deal I don't think we have seen since the housing crisis. Something that it just gave me chills because I haven't been even able to remotely sniff this. I have brought back the $5 footlong. I brought it back. Now bear with me here. It's a bit of a stretch, but it actually cost me $4.99. So I in 2024, mark the date, mark time of sub, I will post the receipt. I don't care if anyone believes me, it happened. I guarantee the girls in the subway were impressed in talking about it. This has not been achieved by a human, to my knowledge, since $5 footlong was abolished. Because I don't know if anyone's aware of what is going on with inflation, which I'm going to dive way deeper into in another episode, but enough about the political and economic state of the world. Back to my 12-inch sandwich. It's in my fridge. I'm very excited to eat it on my bus ride back, but I've got a lot of work to do. I've only got a couple hours to finish everything up, including recording this podcast. I apologize that I haven't gotten around to recording it sooner. I've had a lot going on and a lot on my mind, and between trying to find a house and trying to find an identity for this show as I move forward solo, it has been very hard. And yes, it's still sinking in for me, but I just want to make it clear for you guys. The show is going to continue, and it's going to be much bigger and brighter once I get through this. I know that I've been probably my biggest obstacle throughout this whole podcast journey. I've had so many bumps and you guys have been so loving and supportive along the way. There's a lot of kind words that have kept me going because there's been a lot of bumps and I really do appreciate it. But as we move forward, because I know truly it is me versus myself, I am my biggest obstacle, I am my biggest hater, and I am the thing that's in my way. Part of the struggle of depression has been battling that person that wants to give up and quit and who isn't satisfied with who I am. But there's also that person knocking on the inside, screaming to get out, who wants to work harder than everyone, who wants to accomplish more, and who wants to love and provide more. And if you feel that same way, I encourage you, fight that negative-minded person as much as you can, but do it lovingly as possible. But it really is, for me, a battle versus myself, and I am going to be very open with you guys about that battle, and I hope we can get the ball rolling because I've got a lot of wisdom and I want to share it. And I have a lot of really amazing people that I've met along the way and a lot of amazing people that I hope to meet and connect with and ask questions. I want to really show my curiosity and learn. And hopefully through my learning and curiosity, you guys can learn something as well. But I'm just super psyched, super stressed, but I've got a lot going on. And you know what? I'd always rather have a lot going on than nothing. I don't want to be bored, but sometimes it can be a bit much, and I've been pretty overwhelmed right now. And I know I want to apologize to everyone who I haven't been a good friend. I haven't been a good boyfriend, and I know I can do a lot better, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, want to, and I'm going to. I just need love and patience and support, and I will. But that being said, I'm going to pause for a sec, watch some more basketball, come back here in a bit. But I did it. Let's get into the sponsor of today's episode. Thank you to the sponsor of today's episode. BetterHelp is an online therapy service that with just a short series of questions cater a therapist to your specific needs. I personally went through the sign-up process and can't stress enough just how easy it is to get started.
BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call.
And again, that's BetterHelp. Better H-E-L-P. With BetterHelp, you can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you with more scheduling flexibility and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thesixman. That's betterhelp.com/thexman.com.
$5 foot long.
I'm sorry, I can't sing as well as Ed, but I'm still going to try it. Anyway, I know we have this weird Subway thing, but it's come full circle. I need to talk about this because inflation is something that is bothering me immensely, and I've done it. $5 foot long, 2024. Foot long, tuna sub. Don't judge the tuna part. I like it. I know it's obnoxious to eat in front of you. I eat it in secret. I'm ashamed of tuna. I know there are a lot of girls who are like, red flag. Probably a lot of guys too. Tuna gets a lot of hate. The way I make it, the way I ask them to make it, I like it. It's gas. It's refreshing sometimes. I like cold sandwiches. I like a sandwich I can, chip away at throughout the day at my shift. Quit hating. Let me eat my sandwich. I'm not talking about your sandwich. Enough about my sandwich. It took a lot of effort. I felt like the guy from The Hangover trying to calculate all of it together. Because once I realized I had the two coupons, I didn't know. Most places don't let you stack deals or offers. And probably after me saying this, they're probably going to block it. But I'm going to post about it because I'm proud. I'm not going to gatekeep this. I want other people to replicate it. And you could probably get a cheaper one. I'm $9.99. So Subway has a deal where you get 30% off and it's only on weekend on any item. So I put that on a $9.99 item, and then I used my point. The points thing isn't cheating. It almost, I probably could have used more and got a free one. If you save enough points, I just downloaded my account from like years ago. This was my first Subway return in a long time. Got a lot going on, reading a lot of books. I'm really excited to talk about them. Honestly, I have so many crazy ideas, and I want you guys to engage with me and let me know what we should do. I think a book club would be fun. I've got so many books that I've read, so many sports books that I think other people would really like, especially if you're into like more psycho, like motivation type stuff. I definitely have a lot of books along the lines of that I've read that would stimulate that part of your brain, the part that wants to work hard. I'm going to air it out, my picks this year, and I'm going to live with it. I really think the Knicks are making it out of the East. I know I'm a biased Knicks fan and everyone's going to talk shit, but we want all the smoke and you can talk it. We have Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson is back. I really like our chances. Deuce McBride is coming into form. He's got so much energy. I really like this team. And don't even get me started about Hartenstein. But my pick for the West, I stuck with Dallas. I'm going to ride with that pick, and I may be wrong. And you know what? If they're out after the first round, I'm going to pick a new team in the West for the second round. Because I, even though I'm wrong once, I can be right the second time and feel a bit better, maybe. And I just wanted to take a moment. I finally feel like the end of this chapter is coming. I know I've got a lot of work to do, but I finally feel like I'm about to have that breakthrough where I get into that flow where reach out for the hand of the new Nick and wave a bid a good day, the old Nick. Say goodbye to giving up negativity and say hello to growth, positivity, and love and helping others. That being said, there's a lot of people in my life that I care about, that care about me, who have been there for me, who I love so deeply, and I can't say it to all of you all the time, but I feel it so intensely all the time, and I encourage anyone who feels it just like me to express it and spread that love as much as you can, because I do believe. I'm just going to go rapid fire here because I have so many people that I want to reach out to, and I just want you to know that through all the chaos in my life, I think about you daily. I wish you the best. I got anyone from friends, family, podcasters to like random people who've like commented back on Instagram. Like it, you have no idea how much I think about this. But I got my mom, my dad, my brothers. I got Ed, obviously Ed, my girlfriend. I've got my aunt, my uncle, Cole, Josh, Bastion, Danny from One and Off the Cuff, Josh Hart, Logan, Jordan, Mia, anyone with the last name Dawkins, just to be safe. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. You guys have been very important to me, and I want to make you proud. Your support means a lot. I did a little deep dive into $5 Footlong and why it was ruined. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why $5 Footlong was ruined? Although inflation can be blamed, I partially blame the guys who were out here measuring their 11.5-inch sandwiches and suing Subway. Because you are the reason we are in this position today. You are the reason why $17 foot-long sandwiches are a thing. Because all of you collected your $500 for this lawsuit. Yes, I've done my research. I know what happened. I realize none of the sandwiches, they measured like 17 sandwiches or something from different sandwiches across New York or New Jersey. I'm fuzzy. But none of them were 12 inches. Okay, that's, you know what? 6'11 is 7 foot. That's all I have to say. If my sandwich is 11.5 inches, bro, I'm not upset. I'm not. Keep it $5. Don't sue them. Shut the, like, you could have gate kept it for longer. We could have had it for longer. We were robbed of more years of cheap 12-inch sandwiches. I think I might out Pizza the Hut next, honestly. In the NHL, I sincerely hope that this is the year that Canada can break this streak. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're not familiar with the drought in the NHL, there is a conspiracy stating that Gary Bettman has rigged the NHL so the Canadian teams can't win. I just think it's a fluke. But when the Vegas Golden Knights come in and win the Cup in 7 years, it is kind of suspicious. I don't know. They are already a powerhouse market, and there are so many Canadian markets that are so thirsty, so hungry. Leafs fans, I'm talking about you. You guys are so entitled. And yes, I live in Toronto. I'm from Canada. But I will hold you accountable. The pressure you put on your team, they fold every time. You guys don't know hockey. You guys aren't real fans. Better get real. We keep it real here. That's what we're always doing. It's been over 30 years since a Canadian team has won a Stanley Cup. And I think this is the year. My prediction is that this year, the streak will be broken. And the streak will be broken by the Edmonton Oilers. You heard it here first. And we're keeping a positive mindset. You know what? We're encouraging everyone to get better mentally, physically, health, everything. So myself included. And you know what? I always say to myself, it's me versus myself. The big thing is, I always say to people like, oh, if only you had yourself as a friend. I always feel like the people I meet, they're the friend to other people that they should be to themselves. And I want you to think about that. Think about how you as a friend are doing for others what you would want a friend to do for you. So that makes it so easy to be your own best friend. You just have to listen to yourself. And that's all I'm going to say. I want you to leave that for yourself to think. That is the biggest piece of wisdom I will give in this podcast. And I honestly, this is what I call a mind grenade. I really want you to just think about it. And I want it to mean something to you. And I hope it means something good, because that's the intent. And if it doesn't, I'm really sorry. But I really hope it does, because for me, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And, you know, I could get into Master Shifu, Master Oogway, all those guys, because they got a lot of wisdom. And I know I just named two characters from the same movie, but damn, they don't miss. These dudes with their quotes, they do not miss. Master Oogway, bars. Nothing but bars. And Shifu, goated. Every movie, nothing but bars. That's all I have to say. But Kung Fu Panda 4 was mid. Everyone will agree. It's a 6 at best. But you know what? I there's a lot of other topics I want to dive deep into. My battery's running low. I don't have a lot to talk about. I'm going to wrap it up as quickly as I can. But I don't have a lot of time, and I wish I had more, and I wish I had a lot more energy to offer, because I feel like I'm finally in that flow, and I don't have enough time. But I'm going to do what I can to push hard. I'm not going to sell any of my equipment like I said I was doing. I owe it to you guys to do this my best. I know I have something to offer, and I know, like, the appreciation is enough for me. Like, all I've had, the people who say they enjoy it, I'm doing it for you. And until you tell me you don't want me to do it anymore, I'm going to keep doing it. So I really appreciate it. I'm going to dive deeper into a lot more, like, basketball and movies and media and just motivation and positivity, and not in a bad way. Just, like, I want to build a community of love, connection, and support amongst each other. I just want to create a like-minded approach to life that, although things are very chaotic, things are very hectic, in a space where there's wisdom, love, support, patience, kindness, I think we're going to be a lot better off. And as it grows, I'm going to do what I can to connect everybody, to support. I want to see the faces of the people that are impacted by what I'm saying, because I believe if what I'm saying means something to you, you have something to say that is of meaning to me. And I just want to connect with the world. I want to spread love and maybe it's selfish of me to do this, and maybe it's the reason I'm doing it. I don't think it is, but I want some of that love back. And maybe that's the reason I started a podcast, because I've always struggled with talking too much and people walking away from me because I'll just talk them out of the room. And I know I do that. I hold people verbally hostage. I know that's a phrase that goes around. It's gone around in my life, not towards me, but towards other people. But I know I'm probably damn near one of the worst people for it. And I'm sorry if I ever held you or, but yeah. I'm going to wrap it up here. My battery, I don't have a lot left. I need to save this one. This is one of my favorite episodes, and I know it's going to promote a lot of growth. And I'm going to do what I can. I don't care if I have to rent a study room, rent a microphone, rent whatever. I'm going to put more out for you guys. I'm going to be there, and I'm not done talking, which I would say is the perfect time to end this. So thank you, everyone, very much for listening. Like, follow, comment. Do whatever you want. But please, just connect. Reach out, because I'm bored. And I got time for y'all. But this has been the Six Man Podcast, and we are fading out. $5.
Hey, $5. $5.